We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Boston's winter sports teams are back in action tonight, as you just heard during the award-winning Trending Now.
Thank you, Dale. That was a strong one.
That was a strong one.
This time.
Especially the whole Pasternak thing.
Yeah, he fell.
That sung.
Fell after a dinner.
About 11:30
at
night.
Took a spill.
On his way to his transportation, by the way, just so we get that out of the way, too.
Good for him. He wasn't driving, thank God.
They had a 3 o'clock game.
Yeah.
You know, by the time they got to their sponsor dinner, it was probably 7, 8 o'clock at night.
I've almost fallen after a lot of dinners, but usually stay on my feet.
That's
knock on wood.
That's the beauty of hanging in the fortress of solitude.
I stay on my feet. I got to go downstairs for that, too, and I still stay on my feet.
Manage not to tumble down the stairs.
I'm going to take a spill tonight. I know it.
You've thought about it now.
It's out there.
So the Bruins, without Pasternak, are in action against the Chicago Blackhawks. The Celtics get to travel to Philadelphia to take on the 76ers. And look, there was a pretty good chance, the way Philadelphia plays, that if they were completely healthy, they might go to Philadelphia and have a hard time winning.
For sure.
They're going to go not completely healthy. They're not going to have Aaron Baines, and maybe a little more importantly, they're not going to have Kyrie Irving available. They supposedly hashed it all out yesterday. They cleared the air.
They did. Marcus Morris addressed his comments, you know, with Stevens and with the team. And it was funny because they asked him, you know, did the team agree with him? And he said, for the most part. I was like, what? All right.
Now, Brad Stevens said he didn't mind. He said, first of all, we said this before the season started. You know, don't be any of these anonymous sources out there. You got something to say, stick your name on it.
Yeah.
He did.
Do you think Brad Stevens really
meant
doesn't
it,
mind?
Or
do you think he's just saying that? Because he has never, all season long, every time there's been a comment either by Kyrie or Jaylen Brown or Marcus Morris, really specifically those three guys, maybe even the occasional Marcus Smart or somebody else, he's never going to really rip into him. He doesn't. He doesn't really add anything to it. Now, maybe he'll go as far as saying, hey, like, we're going to address it. Like, I think that's what he said with the Kyrie stuff at one point. Like, because you could tell he wasn't happy with that. But he wasn't going to give you any more fuel to be like, oh, my God, they're turning on each other. Even though from the outside, it seems like they've already turned on each other. And they don't get along at all.
Fun is doing your job well.
Yeah, do your job well.
So the question here is, you know, they've had their clear the air meeting.
Again,
they've had a few of these,
right.
But, you know.
How many of those work?
If
the first one doesn't, where do you go from there?
That's my point.
Yeah.
They go to Philadelphia and lose, which, again, could have happened if they were completely healthy.
I would say
Philadelphia is really good.
I would say it's likely.
So they go and lose. Then what do they do after that? Have another clear the air meeting? Or do they have
One more.
Bollocks up the air meeting first, and then we'll clear the air later on.
They should have a fight. They should just all fight each other. I think it would be kind of soothing after the fact that he could all move on from there. They are 6.5-point underdogs in Philly tonight. Philly is 23-6 at home. Celtics are .500 on the road. And now they're playing without Kyrie Irving. They haven't beaten a team. They're 1-11 in their last 12 games on the road against teams with winning records. Now, that also goes to the playoffs. That one win happened to come against Philadelphia. But they're not a great team anyway. And then on the road, they're just incredibly average. And then this story pops up. Tim McMahon from ESPN about Jason Tatum. Quote, it's gossip, but the gossip is Jason Tatum wouldn't mind if he shipped to New Orleans and has a chance to be the face of the franchise somewhere because he's not going to get that opportunity in Boston, at least not in the immediate future.
Oh, no, wait. First of all, at the risk of channeling my inner Bruce Pritchard
and
rumor and innuendo, it's gossip?
Gossip.
What is the origination of said gossip?
It's scuttlebutt.
Did you make it up?
It's scuttlebutt.
I don't mean you, I'm saying him.
No, Tim McMahon?
Did he? I'm not saying it's true, but what I'm saying is he wouldn't mind.
Maybe he is. But if that's the problem, I buy into it because the way the whole soap opera has been with the Celtics, isn't this part of their problem? They have all these guys that want to be the face of the franchise. Why don't you win something first? They haven't even made it to the finals. Like, the young guys are acting like they raised another banner last year. It's like, no, you, in a very bad Eastern Conference, got to the Eastern Conference finals and you blew a 3-2 series lead, which always gets dismissed. It's always, oh, they were so close to the NBA finals. Yeah, they blew it. They probably actually should have made it to the NBA finals, and they didn't. And now they're living off of last year. Jason Tatum's first year, Jaylen Brown's second year, whatever it was for Rozier, year four, whatever it was. And they're all going on and on like they are the team. Like, that doesn't, you got to win something at first. It's one thing if you're like Kyrie Irving, and I don't need to make any excuses for him, but at least Kyrie Irving played in the finals with LeBron, won the final, hit a big shot with LeBron, and wanted to be his own, you know, star player somewhere else. You won a championship. You got overshadowed. You hit the biggest shot in the series. You got overshadowed by LeBron, but that's part of playing with LeBron. But now Tatum already wants to be the face of it. He's like, ah, I don't mind getting traded, as long as I can be the face of a terrible New Orleans team.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I will see the future. I know that was the theme earlier on.
Oh, I like that.
I will see the future.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to say, I never said that. What, are you crazy? No.
But did he really say it? Did he think this way, or did he tell somebody?
What did the guy say? It's gossip.
It's gossip.
Gossip means jack.
In the NBA, it does not mean jack. In the NBA, there's usually, where there's smoke, there is a ton of fire. I believe everything in the NBA, because it almost all comes true. There was the rumors that Kyrie wanted out. Remember all that? And then all of a sudden, Kyrie's available. And then, boom, he's on the Celtics. Like, it just, that's the way it works in the NBA. And this makes sense. This kind of sums up the whole team. It's like, each guy thinks they're this all-star, and then you put them together, and they can't get out of their own way. And so I wouldn't be surprised at all if Tatum or Brown, like, he's already thinking. He's in year two. He's 20. And he's already thinking about being the face of a franchise. Even his guy that he worked out with all this offseason, Kobe Bryant, even he wasn't the face of the franchise for a while. He won three titles with Shaq, where Shaq was the finals MVP. But at least he established that. He established that he was a perennial all-star, an all-NBA guy, before being, I want to be the face of a franchise.
And doesn't Tatum start to believe this? Because what are people asking about every single day? Oh, would you be traded for Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis?
Like, all these young guys are hearing all about this, and they know they're going to be involved. At least half of them are.
And then all the stories with the Anthony Davis trades are the Celtics are the front runner because they have Tatum. So basically, you just keep telling
apparently
Tatum.
Apparently, it would be Tatum and Brown and God knows
what
else.
But Tatum is what separates you from the Lakers.
Absolutely.
And what's what separates you from the Knicks and all these other teams that have good young players. Well, the Knicks don't, but the Lakers have a few high-drafted players, but it's not even close to what Jason Tatum is. But wouldn't you want to win something first? Wouldn't you want to establish yourself as a consistent, really good player? And I like Tatum. I don't want to trade Tatum for 1 year of Anthony Davis. But I feel like this is kind of the problem. It's like each guy feels like they're an all-star, and then they play selfishly. Then they get behind, and then they just kind of they go into a shell, or they have a big lead, and then they just kind of give up. If that happened again. It's a frustrating
in this game.
They're not going to be up 28.
Well, no.
You don't have to worry.
I think that's fairly accurate on your part. But if they have a lead and blow a lead late again,
forget it. I mean, and you could tell why Kyrie Irving wants out too. I mean, even though he said at the beginning of the year that he wanted to stay, and then he's looking around and saying, "What is this? What are these guys?"
Not going to play against the Sixers. There's one game left before the All-Star break after this game. Will he play in that one? Because if he doesn't, he can't play in the All-Star game, right?
I don't know if they have the same rule as the NHL. That is a rule in the NHL. I don't know if it is a rule in the NBA.
All right, let's play it out, though. If you're Kyrie Irving and you missed the two games prior to the All-Star break because you've got a knee strain. We saw him limp off the court, had an MRI, he's got a knee strain day-to-day, misses the two games before the All-Star break. And then the All-Star game comes. So no, you know what? I feel pretty good. I think I'm ready to go here.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine
would
want him to do that. No, but if he plays 5 minutes because he's starting,
I'm not saying it's like hardcore basketball. I understand
for
that.
For sure not.
But if you're not healthy enough to play in the two games leading into the break,
right,
how do you then go out and participate as an All-Star?
Yeah,
You could be a part of the festivities.
Well, the last
all
game,
of that.
The last game is tomorrow, actually. Right, so they play tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then the All-Star game's not till Sunday. So, I mean, if he played in it, like, just a little bit, I wouldn't really care. I wouldn't get all worked up about it. But then he better be back full go against Milwaukee the first game after the deadline, which will be a big game. You know, nobody's played better than Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference. So, Yeah, these are some big games. And then they have Toronto this month, too. So they have some big games just in February alone to see how they stack up against the best teams in the East.
There's been a lot of talk of late about this whole idea of teams, of players trying to decide what groups they're going to play with going forward. The whole Anthony Davis thing. Wants out of New Orleans. You know, does he want to go to the Lakers? Does he want to do this? How about the latest collusion case that the NBA the has to be looking at?
Magic can't help himself.
Well, in this case, I'll say this. It apparently is not Magic's fault in this case.
I don't buy it.
The Lakers issued a statement yesterday. Now, the whole thing here is Ben Simmons, really good young player for the 76ers, apparently wanted to talk to Hall of Fame players in the offseason and kind of get an idea of, you know, how did you do what you did? Now, if Ben Simmons wanted to talk to Bill Russell, let's say, okay, well, Bill Russell's not running any basketball teams or owning any basketball teams.
Right.
His name is synonymous with the Boston Celtics, but there'd be no questions of collusion. When Ben Simmons wants to talk to one of the owners of the L.A. Lakers, you can see where that would be a little different story.
Yeah, I would say so.
So the Lakers issued a statement yesterday saying, to clarify, last November, the 76ers sent an email to the Lakers asking if Ben Simmons would be able to speak with Magic Johnson about his Hall of Fame playing career. After receiving the email request from the 76ers, Lakers GM Rob Pelinka contacted 76ers GM Elton Brand and informed him that Magic could only do so if the 76ers gave him pre-written approval. That was the end of the matter. By the way, apparently, Elton Brand called the Lakers, called Magic Johnson Monday afternoon, and apologized for insinuating in a radio interview that the Lakers had called unprompted to ask for permission for Johnson to speak with Ben Simmons.
I'll tell you, trust your gut, Elton Brand. Something stinks there. Do you know who Ben Simmons' agent is?
I don't.
Rich Paul, who's LeBron's agent,
yeah,
and Anthony Davis's agent. They're cooking something up. I wouldn't trust it at all. I mean, you do hear about players talking to other players, you know, whether it was Hakeem Olajuwon for years, all the big guys around the league would always want to go talk to Hakeem Olajuwon and learn the dream shake or whatever. And it makes sense that Ben Simmons would want to talk to Magic. Not a lot of 6'9" point guards.
Yeah,
not
like point guards. Yeah, I mean.
But still, I mean, I just, with Magic, I just don't trust it. Every
well,
single thing is.
You can't do that. Like I said, if he wanted to talk to Bill Russell.
Go for it.
You say, okay, I understand. If he wanted to talk, well, you know, you can't talk to Magic. He owns a team.
That's what I'm saying. You can't talk to Magic. Michael Jordan, you can't do it. But some of these guys, yeah, that's fine. But with Magic, I mean, all the stuff before they got LeBron that he would say about LeBron or these other players is like, yeah, just get out of here. There's enough tampering going on in the NBA. You don't need to make it that obvious. Just having them work out together. He's going to be signing with the Lakers in no time.
Simmons is eligible to sign his rookie contract extension with the Sixers after the season.
Yeah.
But this, I mean, the whole gist of this In the immediate aftermath of Anthony Davis, and you know, what does he want to do? Who does he want to go play for? Yeah, he's not going to go to Boston, but he'll go to L.A. And the NBA fighting this whole idea that the players are deciding who's playing with who, it's the exact opposite of what they need. Is this image of Ben Simmons saying,
yeah, like,
you know,
guys,
I kind of like to go talk to Magic for a little while.
Yeah, exactly.
See about his game.
And then play with LeBron.
See if he could teach me the skyhook.
Yeah, that's what he needs. Maybe mix in a three. Try a three. Although Magic's not the guy you want to talk to about threes. He took one the other night, though. It was very brave of him. Stepped into a three.
I mean, when collusion is so self-apparent at times, you know, in the NFL, the collusion case
they've
is about
really
the
looked the other way when it comes to player collusion. Like, that's not even a thing anymore. But when you have GMs and, you know, owners or whatever else it is, that's where they kind of draw the line.
So, do the Celtics suddenly sing Kumbaya, come out of the locker room?
No, they're done.
Everything's good.
Done.
I know you said that yesterday, but you feel
the same way.
You change your mind usually.
No, I don't. Not anymore. They fooled me too many times. They had too many good runs where you thought that they had figured it out. They have not figured it out. This is a group that does not play well together, and the Eastern Conference is too tough, so they are done. They're going to lose, depending on the seedings, in the first or second round. They are done. Right now, they'd play Philly in the first round on the road. That'd be the first round matchup right now.
So tonight's sort of a measuring post.
I would say it is a little bit. Now, no Kyrie, but still, how do they look? How do they play without him? Because when he left the game against the Clippers, they were doing okay, and then things went a little south.
617-779-7937. Matt's in Wilmington. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. This is why the NBA sucks. This is why it's my least favorite league and it's just about unwatchable. It's full of divas. They're all like cheerleaders that want to be the captain of the cheer team, and all they do is gossip and spread rumors. And you can't buy a jersey of an NBA player, even if it's a guy that's locked up or what have you, because you never know where they're going to go. They're so unlikable. It is unbelievable that this league makes as much money as they do. That's the other thing. All these guys want to leave and go other places and make max dollars, and you don't even have to be an average player and make tons of money in this league. It is ridiculous. It's like watching General Hospital, and it's awful.
Oh, I love it. I love the soap opera part of it. I absolutely love it. Star players move all the time.
I don't know if you like it when it involves your team, this whole soap opera aspect to what's going on with the Celtics is not much fun.
They suck right now, but my point is when they acquired Kyrie Irving, the whole process of building this team together, I loved it. The fact that these guys are moving around, I love it. So if your biggest complaint is you're afraid to buy a jersey, then I think you can, you know, maybe come up with something better than that. That's not that bad of a league.
Maybe don't buy a jersey.
There's plenty of guys that stick around for many years.
Just
want to
get
on
that Wanamaker jersey.
Yeah, Brad Wanamaker seems like he's here for the long haul.
Oh, for that number 9.
Seems like a safe jersey to buy.
Number 9, good and wearing it with pride.
Good investment. I think the NBA is fantastic. I think there are certain parts, like the Anthony Davis, he may not play the rest of the year. That part sucks. You get into this Magic Johnson, Ben Simmons stuff. That part sucks. But overall, all the, you know, where is this guy going to go? Where is this guy going to play? I love all that. I think there's way more intrigue off the court, off the field, off the ice than any of the other sports.
By the way, it started snowing here now.
I thought we weren't getting that till like 4. Ross, you lied to me.
My Doppler is updated.
Your Doppler is updated?
He's got a Doppler.
You have a Doppler?
Yes.
What's the Doppler
say? We can't afford headphones.
Yeah.
And you've got a Doppler.
Jeez.
What are headphones? But, yes, it is coming, and it's coming fast. It will be here within a half an hour.
There's flurries out there right now.
Yeah, that's minor flurries. We're talking about, that's the blue color,
When are we getting the heavy stuff?
Yellow color will be here by 3 o'clock.
Yellow
Did
color.
Did you just make that up?
Is that a meteorological term?
The yellow color.
Yellow color's coming.
Don't eat the yellow
snow.
Well,
if you go near my house, there's a lot of yellow snow outside.
Yeah, I don't go there.
Is that right?
That's how you melt it down.
You let your cat out?
I wish.
Yeah.
That my cat got out of the house, he'd never come back.
Well, yeah. He would just look for another family to hopefully eat one day.
He's been waiting for you to die, and you're still alive, so he's going to find somebody.
He's loving the new place.
Is he really?
Running up and downstairs.
Place to really explore the space now. Well, good for him. Good for him.
617-779-7937.
Uh-oh. Oh, Dale, could it be?
Uh-oh.
Could it be?
I know somebody today.
It's your birthday today.
Boom!
Yeah, 85 years young.
It's your birthday today.
Bill?
Bill!
Bill Russell.
Wow.
Bill Russell, 85, but more importantly,
good
Dale
birthday.
Has never been more excited
for her birthday.
Double fist bump right
Double
there.
Double fist bump
that.
For Bill
Russell. Happy birthday to Bill Russell, the great Bill Russell.
There's
I
a
think
great
you're more excited because you knew the actual birthday.
I did know. There's a great picture of him on Twitter today, that picture where he's sitting on the sidelines and he's giving the finger to the photographer.
Pretty good.
When you're Bill Russell, you can do that.
The show account just retweeted it. You can see it there.
There you go.
Very nice. Dale Keefe, WEEI.
617-779. Happy birthday, Bill.
Happy birthday, Bill.
617-779-7937. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Open your gifts!
Take Dale and Keith with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
How much time, energy, oxygen we spend talking about what it being involved in trade rumors due to the young Lakers? Well, the Celtics aren't dopes. They know that their names were being, when Danny Ainge was talking to, talking to Del Demps saying, there'll be a better offer for you this summer. Who do they think it is? Garçon Yabusele? Or is it going to be
their names out there. We had specific names on the Lakers. You're leaving.
But we know that when the Celtics.
They know. Especially when you have a good contract, an aspiring contract.
Right.
You know that those contracts are more advantageous in a trade.
But you know what's different about this situation? Even with Anthony Davis coming up in the free agent market, you got to be cautious of that because you got to the Eastern Conference Finals with the crew you got in place, without Kyrie, without Gordon Hayward. I don't necessarily, you know, Anthony Davis probably gets you over the hump, depending who you got to give up. But those guys, young guys, are seeking money. You got to understand, they want that money first. It's one thing, make it to the league, you want to be the best possible player, but once you hit that plateau where you play well, you want to get paid. You don't think Terry Rozier thinking about that my market value is going down?
Yes.
Every game, you don't.
Maybe not so much Jason Tatum. He's in his second year. But Jaylen Brown's looking for a contract coming up. You don't think they're looking at Marcus Smart, got $52 million?
I think that some guys are worried about their money.
For sure. Definitely, I mean, Terry Rozier.
It is why you're kind of, you know, in the game, right?
Yeah, and Terry Rozier's a free agent at the end of this year. Marcus Morris is a free agent at the end of this year. Those guys more so than Tatum and Brown, but Brown's got to be thinking about it a little bit in his third year. So, yeah, I mean, that kind of speaks to the whole year. It's just been a selfish group start to now.
And the question is, can they somehow, some way, can Brad Stevens pull all these disparate personalities together?
I would love to know if anybody thinks the answer is yes to that, because I would ask, based off of what? Like, they haven't been able to do it at all. They've played 56 games, and I know they've had some injuries.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And maybe, I guess, your hope would be, well, they've had a few good stretches here and there, and so if they're able to duplicate that, but then they can't. Then they're blowing huge leads, or they're playing down to the competition, or they're just, I don't think they're equipped. It just doesn't seem like this is going to be a team that makes it even as far as they did a year ago. I mean, right now, the way they're playing, wouldn't you be shocked if they played in a Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yes.
So it has been pretty ugly stuff, so I don't know how you can just hope that, well, they'll figure it out, because they haven't yet.
Rossi, we have a couple of requests here, and I'm hesitant to even ask. I can't ask. He's gone. I can't even see him. Oh, there
he is.
He's
not here anymore. He left.
Rossi, we have a couple of requests on the text line, which I'm going to bring to you because you're the guy. A couple of people saying, can you, gents, please tell us what the birthday song is? I need to know who sings the birthday song you guys play. Who sings this song?
Rossi does.
A bunch of people.
Rossi does.
Rossi's been singing them
all
along.
Rossi in the Happy Birthday Band.
Pretty good group. I like them. They're really strong. They do everybody. Name a birthday.
They work real
hard back there.
The Gershon one was a big hit.
Oh, by the way,
that
what
actually
the hell
was
did,
me.
What, is that Nick
no,
Wright?
No, I hold that was
that,
you.
Is that Nick Wright that was going on and on until the other guy who made a lot more sense started talking?
They think it is. Garson Yabusele?
What was that?
Is that like Gershon Yabusele?
That's the
almost
same guy.
The same
thing. Garson Yabusele?
What do you think they could get for Yabusele right now?
Not a thing.
If they put Yabusele, if they made him available,
nobody scouted Yabusele.
Monica Sue.
Well, if they could get him too.
Who do they think it is? Garson Yabusele?
Now, is that just trying to be funny, or is that what he thinks it is? Because either way, I guess it's pretty good.
My guess?
Yeah.
He thinks that's
what
he's saying.
He thinks it is, yeah. Well,
does he seem like he has a sense of humor?
He does not.
After the show, he went, nailed it.
Got that one. You notice how I use that? Celtics fans will love it.
Scott's in Dorchester. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, Dale?
What's going on?
I just got a question. When do you think Kyrie's agent is going to shut down Kyrie Irving for the rest of this year?
Well, it's a legitimate question.
I don't think he's going
to. But if you think about it, if you're worried about what you're going to do in the offseason, in the same way, you know,
You don't think his agents heard about IT playing one too many games?
Well,
costing $150 million.
Is he hurt? Is Kyrie Irving like that
he
badly
will be hurt?
Hurt
by the end of the year?
Well, if he's that badly hurt, then he's not going to play. But I don't think he's going to shut him down like Anthony Davis or Kawhi Leonard style.
I think you're going to find by the end of the year he is not going to allow Kyrie Irving to play balls to the wall through the playoffs.
Well, they won't. They won't actually. They'll never say that.
Well, if that's the case, that sucks.
They'll never say that. But yeah, it will just be suddenly. You know, the knee's not getting better. You know, I thought it was going to be improved by now.
Well,
but
last
it's not.
Year they shut him down, but he needed a surgery. Like they didn't shut him down because they're trying to protect his, like the money that he couldn't play. So if he could still play, he's going to be out there. I understand that, you know, the goal is to make a ton of money. I get it. But also, I think Kyrie Irving, and maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like the competitor is going to want to be out there in the playoffs and try to make another moment where he's the face of the crowd. He's not just going to sit back and wait to cash in next year. Plus, I mean, if
I could see an agent, I could see an agent saying it.
But if
I would like to think Kyrie Irving would say, "What are you crazy?"
So if he ends 2 years in a row on the shelf, do you think he gets as much money as he would if he finished the year? I think at that point you got to look at it and be like, "All right, this guy's had an injury history, and the last two playoff runs he couldn't play." I think it would negatively affect how much money he could actually make.
Don't you sort of feel like though? Somebody would give Kyrie Irving a whole boatload of money.
They would, but I don't know if he would get the absolute max deal if he.
I bet he would.
Was hurt again. I think it'd be dumb money then.
There are a lot of guys throw around dumb money in the NBA.
But that would be like if Chris Sale ended another season like on the DL or something.
Right.
Then you're just like, what? All of a sudden, it's not. You're going to convince yourself that it's going to be better off. There is definitely dumb money, but I think that would be. That'd be pretty irresponsible if you take a guy who's had he's missed this many games due to injury, including 2 years in a row, and you're like, he'll be fine. Like that'd be bad.
Mike's in Saugus. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I heard a call. He called a few calls ago. His big gripe with the NBA was the fact that he couldn't buy a shirt. That's why he doesn't like the league.
Right.
I look at it a different way. I have a hard time understanding how anyone could truly like the NBA today. Especially if you grew up watching this game in the 80s. I hope you're not rolling your eyes, but if you grew up watching this game in the 80s, is it when you come, like you're just watching a 3-on-1 fast break that results in a 3-point shot. The clear out type of basketball. It's incredibly difficult to watch this game today compared to years ago.
What did you love about it in the 80s?
I felt like there was more ball movement. I think I even looked up a stat one time. I think Bird averaged, I could be wrong about, he took around 3 or 4 threes a game. And back then, shoot a shot. Now, all five guys can step behind that line and fire away.
Right. You know, but that's a bad thing?
I'm sorry?
That's a bad thing?
So you don't, there's too much shooting?
I mean, when the law of averages, when it's all analytics, when it's based on just fire away because the law of averages are, we're better off just firing those 3-pointers rather than work the ball for a good shot. I mean, like, not to date myself, a backdoor pass, give and go basketball. What Heinsohn screams about when he does these games, I guess, is what I wish we could have back.
Oof. Just too much shooting. And I guess that's not a complaint of mine, although I do understand how it is really just every single team just shoots a ton of threes. Like
everybody.
The other night when the Lakers beat the Celtics, the Lakers took made more threes than they've ever made in franchise history. And every team is setting records like this year, last year, probably next year. Steph Curry is going to be the all-time three-point leader like soon. I think he's probably going to pass Ray Allen and Reggie Miller. Not at the very, very end of his career. He's going to probably sail past those guys. So I guess if you don't like outside shooting, I guess that'd be an example. Because I thought he was going to say, you know, it's predictable. Like one of the main things you hear is the Warriors are going to win. I could have told you that in November, and they're going to win in June, which is true. I think that's fair. But I thought he was going to go that way. And I was going to say, well, in the 80s, it was Celtics-Lakers a good amount of time, right? It was either Celtics versus Lakers or Celtics versus the Rockets or the Lakers versus the Sixers, whatever. But those two teams were in it a lot for an entire decade. And that's what you're seeing right now, although the East is wide open again. And I think Golden State could break up after this year, after one more title.
What else you got is coming up next, including somebody else who's dropped a new tune that might surprise you. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, a couple of things that we didn't get to. Part of the program that we simply call...
What else you got?
Dale, would you like me to go first?
Why not?
I will go first.
Why I pointed to you.
Something that we have not gotten to yet today is that Demaryius Thomas is going to be released by the Houston Texans. He's 31. He is coming off a torn Achilles thing,
yeah.
Oh, torn Achilles. Now, I never thought Demaryius Thomas was a great player, but I think when he's not the first option, he can be useful, and I don't know how long this recovery is going to take.
Well, I like when they said, well, he's recovered quickly from this injury in the past.
Yeah.
So he's had a couple of torn Achilles.
But right now, the cupboard is a bit bare for wide receivers in New England. So like, Demaryius Thomas,
really bare.
Another guy who Josh McDaniels drafted when he was in Denver. I would be interested in Demaryius Thomas. Doesn't sound like he'd be ready for week one, but I would be definitely interested in him.
What else you got?
This isn't my real what else you got, but I just love the Edmonton Eskimos, by the way, announced that they've come to terms with an offensive lineman whose first name is Sir Vincent.
Ooh.
Sir Vincent Rogers.
That guy means business.
I mean, that is just a little pressure on you, isn't it, if your name is Sir Vincent Rogers? Anyway, so we've talked a little bit about music, and music is, you know, a couple of the Patriots. Julian Edelman, Devin McCourty were at the Grammys over the weekend. Well, apparently Sony Michel doesn't just
Sony Michel!
Oh, stop. Boy. We've heard enough of Mark James today. Apparently, we don't need to just, you know, go to music events if you're Sony Michel. He wants to make music.
Oh, wait
and the
a minute.
Patriots have tweeted out earlier today a little snippet of Sony's first offering.
I had to hit the road running. I was told I had to run it back. I heard the people was coming. So now I'm trying to play running back. I'm trying to be great again. It's the only way to win. I'm trying to feed the fam. I only play to win. Mama just trying to get paid. Daddy trying to get a raise. My sister's trying to find a way. I call my brother and he say he's straight. I'm trying to grade again. It's the only way to win. I'm trying to feed the fam. I only play to win. They'll take behind your back. Damn, I ain't even looking like that shit forever. My sister, my brother, I help him whenever. My mom and my daddy, they straight. We ain't never looking back on back in the days. Back in the days, we legit. Trying to act hard in the hood.
What do you think?
A little on the nose.
Ready. He's trying to get paid.
Talking about himself a little bit there, I would say. But good for Sony. I would like to hear a few more offerings before I make my decision.
They didn't really give an indication, did they, if this is part of some larger, you know, album.
It's
type
a
of...
Patriots rap album that's going to be coming out.
Oh, a Patriots rap album. That'd be so good.
Now you get interested.
Gronk.
In the words of the great Randy Jackson, it's a no for me, dog.
Ow.
I actually thought he had a nice flow.
You like the flow?
I did. I thought he sounded good. That's the one thing when, like, I'm not a rap aficionado, but as long as they sound good and sound confident, I'm fine. Sing about you being a running back and want to make money.
You thought he sounded good and confident?
Well, and the way he sung. You've heard some bad rap.
I've heard some bad rap.
Oh, only some?
Some.
What's one of your favorite rappers there?
Eminem.
What's one of the other? Aren't you a big Insane Clown Posse guy?
I wouldn't call them rappers.
Rap? No,
they're showmen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was a jungle
I'm not even sure
a while,
if they are
no
that,
big deal.
By the way.
Yeah. Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J.
Those guys are like off.
Those guys put on a heck of a show, though. They really did.
Have you been to a show?
Oh, God, no. I'd be terrified to go. I'd be terrified to go to a show there.
Would you rather go to an Insane Clown Posse concert or a Sony Michel concert?
Insane Clown Posse. They have a lot more hits.
As long as you're in a suite somewhere.
Yeah,
going to
be
above,
up above everybody.
Way up above all the stuff going on down there.
Who does he sound like? He sounds a lot like someone. Lucy?
He sounds like every rapper on the radio.
That's it. Oh, there it is.
Oh, that's it.
That's who I was thinking of.
Oh, that was the guy.
That's the one.
Every other
that's
guy.
That's why it's familiar. Okay.
He even sounds like Cardi B, for God's sake. So, I mean, his voice a little high.
A little bit.
I only play to win.
Yeah, see?
He only plays to win, which I respect.
Hey.
If you're going to play,
he won his last game, right?
He sure did.
There you go.
Good for him.
We got to get out of here. OMF is coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow, but first we say goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you.
For stopping by!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.